We're so thankful this morning for being able to be here. Thankful for each of you. The church here is thankful for each one of you who is visiting with us today. We're so much appreciate your coming to be with us. And as we continue our worship service this morning into sermon preaching the gospel, a part of our bowing before the throne of God as he accepts our worship. This morning, the sermon is presenting A Course in Servitude. First thought may be, no one teaches A Course in Servitude. No one does that. Well, of course, we know better than that, don't we? God does. And that's what this course in servitude is all about. It's a study in a sermon offering studies for learning in the matter of servitude. The title of this course, His Servants You Are. This is a scriptural statement that makes an affirmation. It's not there in its entirety yet, but His Servants You Are heads a passage of scripture that will become the text of our course in servitude. You are servants, those who have the function of servitude. And as the statement says, His servants you are. That differs, of course, from some people to others. For those who are Christians, you are servants of Christ. If you're not a Christian, then you're not a servant of Christ, but a servant of Satan. The text for this course is going to be found in Romans chapter 6, verse 15 through 20. I invite you to have your Bible open to this passage as we will look at parts of it as we progress through our thinking today. But I would like for us to begin by reading Romans chapter 6 and verse 15. This verse heads this paragraph as Paul makes a transition in thought here. He asks, what then? Shall we sin? Because we're not under law, but under grace. He has just affirmed in the doctrinal section of the book of Romans that we are not under the law of Moses, but under the grace of God. And through the grace of God, of course, we have Christ and the gospel of Christ. But he's anticipating the possibility that there are going to be some who misunderstand and abuse that. So he asked this question. Shall we sin because we're not under law? Does that give you the impression that we have liberty to do whatever we want to do because we're not under the law of Moses any longer? His answer to that is very clear. God forbid. May it never be so. In verse 16, he said, know ye not that to whom you present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants you are, whom you obey. That verse continues. We'll see the rest of it in just a moment. But it's in this part of Romans chapter 6, verse 16. The Apostle Paul uses this expression, and it's his affirmative answer to anticipated objections of any kind about this matter. He wants everyone to remember, do you not know, do you not remember that to whom you present yourselves as servants unto obedience? Your servants to the one you obey. And so when we look at this principle then, it becomes clear that everybody is a servant. There will be those who deny that. There were those who will not accept that concept. But the Bible affirms that every living being is accountable to God is a servant of someone. Let's change our attention now and look at what the Apostle Paul is doing to learn from Professor Paul in Romans chapter 6. We'll use a modern-day concept as a framework. A course of study has subjects at different levels. When I read Romans chapter 6 in this passage, I see Paul progressing in this manner. And so we look at the subject of servitude in this, Paul is actually teaching us a course in servitude, progressing at different levels. So let's start with servitude 101. Generally, when you take a course in something, such as economics or anything else, you start with 101, because that represents the beginning class, or the class, the course, that will present to you the basics. So that's what the Apostle Paul does here in these verses to begin with. And as we've already noted from the statement, and there's no denying the truth of this, that every accountable person is a servant to someone through obedience. Not necessarily through a profession or through an affirmation, some verbal acknowledgement, but through obedience to something, to someone, every accountable person is a servant. His servants you are, whom you obey. This means that every accountable person has a master by choice. God leaves it up to us and our volition to choose. He does not treat us robotically. He leaves it up to our choice. Our volition chooses what we're going to obey. And therefore, through that obedience, what we're going to serve, and through that service, what's going to be our master. So it's a Bible fact that every accountable person has a master by choice. If you're an accountable person in this assembly this morning, you are no exception. You have a master by choice. And that choice you have made has been your choice of servitude through your obedience. You're obeying something. You're obeying someone. And so it's that obedience that determines your master. Servitude puts one in a position of submitting his or her will to the will of another. That's what a servant is. That's the biblical definition of servant. It's an individual who puts his or her will in subjection to the will of someone else, something else. That makes that individual a servant with that submission of will. And what we're affirming, every accountable person has done this. Every accountable person has a servitude and has determined by their choice of obedience what their master is. Let's add to this a thought that the Lord affirmed in the Sermon on the Mount. He affirmed that no one can serve more than one master at a time. And he said that in this scriptural statement in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Is this not what the Lord is teaching? He said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And that's what the Lord means. Now, one may oscillate, serve this master at one time and change and serve another master at another time. That happens a lot. But what the Lord is affirming, no one can serve two at the same time. It is simply not a possibility, especially the two masters that we have before us and our servitude to God. It's an impossibility to be doing both at the same time. So servitude 101, we all accept the fact that we are servants because we're obeying someone, and through our obedience, we have determined our servitude. And every accountable person has a master then by choice. And we can only serve one master at a time. And I trust as I prepare to leave this and go on in our course that all of us are serving Jesus Christ. If not, and if you're not a Christian, if you're not serving Christ, then we trust that you can give the thought to that, that God has given you the ability to have, to determine that that is the kind of obedience that you will render to him, to make him your master, so that your obedience is under Christ and your servitude is servitude to Christ. That's our entire objective. And when we are all doing that, we are a powerful, powerful unity of people who have a service to Christ, who is our head and our source of strength. Now, servitude 201. See, we've gone to be a freshman and a sophomore in just about 5 minutes. I'm kidding. We're progressing through this text. It generally takes longer than that, as we have some students here who know very well what's involved in some. But Paul's teaching this course on servitude in this passage. We'll call his next step 201 as a part of servitude. And when we look at this statement, it's in the latter part of the 16th verse. This is the rest of the verse that we promised. His servants you are, whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, servitude 201 identifies the masters. We go from the basic principles to the masters. And so, identifying the masters, that seems like it could become complicated, doesn't it? When we look at how complex and complicated the world is and our lives can be, how complicated it must be to identify the masters. You and I know very well, as good Bible students, that the Apostle Paul is saying to us, listen, folks, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to express this in simple terms. In fact, I'm going to express it in such terms that I'm going to teach you that there are only two possibilities. So that means that based on 101, that every accountable person is serving one of these two masters. So let's identify them. You can identify them from reading this text. The apostle said, whether of sin unto death. So one of these masters is sin. That's the way Paul identifies it. That's kind of a personification of sin, if you will. Treating sin that is the result of Satan's influence upon us as if sin were a person, and we relate to that person, and we serve that person. That person becomes our master. Well, there's a second master. As you read the rest of verse 16, it would sound like it's obedience, doesn't it? And of obedience. But that's just simply the wording in the order of the original text. It was obedience that brought sin as your master. And Paul is not saying that obedience becomes our master. He's in fact saying that it is righteousness that becomes our master. See if that is not so, as you read and what Paul intends, so we'll keep our thinking in line with the Apostle Paul. In verse 18, he said, being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. That's Paul's intent. He wants them, he wants us to understand, if you're a Christian, then in answer to that response, it's unthinkable. God forbid that you would ever think about having the freedom to at will sin and do everything that you want. That is not our liberty as Christians. Being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. I also have down C, verse 22. Let's take a look at verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God. Now that's not a separate servitude. That's the same servitude identified in a different way. Being servants to righteousness, we are servants to God. Servants to Christ. And servants to the scriptures on their different ways of identifying that same servitude. So there's no question then, according to Paul in teaching us, the masters, there are two. One of them is sin. The other is, in his words, righteousness. That just simply is God's will, serving God in his way, serving the Lord as he teaches us. But I want us to note, and perhaps you have already thought, that Paul not only identifies the masters, he identifies the consequences of serving each of these. He said, one of them